Omum tchila tzorich lazer drachem ukolkolam nischar teleim fespes nischarota. Kamer chazal mukadosh esish al manas she hutzadik benim tzorosha mukadoshes. It's mukadosh misofik. Shema here b'tshuv. Even though the maisi is a rosha gomel, but it might have been a hero tshuva. Nimtza behiru tshuva nasa tzadik mamish berega hahiru. So that's what he's going to be oimid on now, the Indian of hero, the shaykhs of tshuva to hero, and also the shaykhs of tshuva to the Indian of berega. In other words, you can do tshuva, it should be a whole mahalach tshuva. In other words, there's Kabbalah and Aziva and Vidui. And here it says that the Kedushin is Chalmi Sofik, Shema Hira Tshuva Liboy. If you would be Vada Hira Tshuva Liboy, so then the Kedushin will be Chal. And he says, Amunas Shani Tzadik. So you say, if we would know that he had a Hira Tshuva, then the Kedushin is Chal. Why is the Kedushin Chal? It's only he had a Hira Tshuva, and it's only one Rega. That's the Tshuva, that's the Yisod. Tshuva is Hira and a Rega. What's the Pshat? Here's a Mordi Ketif of the Hira. But Hamadova Kya Tshuva Kodma Le'elam, Tshuva came before the world Kanoida. Tshuva came before the world. V'ha'olam nivra basar ma'moras. The world was created with ma'moras. Baruch Oimeh. Oh, he said, Nimtza b'riyas ha'olam es v'chol ma'ashevahem heim b'dibur. B'riyas ha'olam es and everything, chol ma'ashevahem is b'dibur. Ha'olam ma'ashev koidim li'olam, hu koidim li'dibur. And what's before dibur? Hiru, machshava, rak hiru levad. L'chein toliya tshuva b'hiru. That's why tshuva is toliya on hiru, shuhu l'malam y'oisiyas. Tshuva is toliya on hiru, which is l'malam than oisiyas. Meshav el Hashemish Shalemala Meolamas Mesakin Oilam Sharasham Abdimus Oinish Nibrasamoras Mahamaima Nilkach Mehiro Hare Maima and Amira is taken from the hero, comes after the hero. First is the hero and then is the Maima. And him say Hero Husherish Shala Oilam and the Chim Vachuva be Hero Mesakin Kilkulai. So he says a Gavalti Gazach, and he's going to be marach about it soon. He says the Mordi Kazakh. And that's how he's going to use. The vote of Tshuva is Tshuva. The Medrash says that Olam Hazeh was created with a hay, right? The hay you can fall. But then there's another chaloin, and the Medrash calls a chaloin to climb back up. So the world is created with Tshuva. With the ice hay, I mean, Olam Hazeh. The vote of the chaloin is that the Indian of Tshuva is it's a chaloin, a window to get in, to climb in. Where do you climb in when you do Tshuva? You climb into before my separation. That's what you climb into. In other words, tshuva is the pesach. You call it, the Medrash calls it chaloin. The chaloin that takes us into before Ma'aseh Bereishis. Be'etzem bederech klal, you know a lot of persons know that Mishnah Chagiga, Ma'ashehoya, Ma'ashehoya lefnei, Ma'ashehoya la'achrei. You can't delve into. But tshuva is the chaloin that you can go. You can go to the matzav lefnei b'riyas ha'ino. And that's the whole yisod of tshuva. Why tshuva is the bechina of. The Rambam says a person has to become a Bria Chadasha. You have to become a new person. It was the Lashon of Rambam that it's not the same person. It's not the same person. It's not a spiel. It's not the same person. The Pshat is that if you go Tshuva, you go back to the Fnei Bria Soilam. It's before the Bechinas Nase Odom. Once you go there, you're a completely new Bria. So therefore, it's taka new Bria. Tshuva is that which allows a person to create himself from fresh. How can he create himself from fresh? He's already been created. The answer is because tshuva takes the world back to the olam shelifnei, and that's why tshuva is takadafke beikabehiru. Why is tshuva beikabehiru? Because the vote is that there's three koichos hanefesh. There's three levushi hanefesh. The machshava, dibur, and maisa. So machshava is hero. So meila the Rebbein Shleilim Reiv Chastoi created the world bedibur. Dibur and maisa is the same thing by Rebbein Shleilim. Baruch oimev oisa. Right through his dibur, it's meila asiya. So two, he created the world with two out of the three. Oyme Amir and Asiya. Why didn't he create the world with Machshava? Perhaps he did create the world with Tishri Machshava. We'll see in a second. Hovetz, and we talk about Asar Mamoras. Why did he leave behind Hero? The Teretz is because that's the Chaloin. He wanted the person to be able to go higher than Dibur. If he would have created the Gidri Oilam starting from Machshava, so then a person can't be Masakin anything. Because you can't go back anywhere. But there's three. There's three levushim: machshava, dibur, ma'isa. Adam is Adam la'elyon. So made by Rebbein Shleilim Kaviyachol is also bechina of machshava, dibur, ma'isa. So he created the world starting from dibur, masar mamaros, in order that there should still be one koyach that's lamal and nebriya, and that's the koyach of hira, that's the koyach of machshava, and that's why tshuva is when you go back to lifnei abriya. So tshuva means the ikka tshuva is alidei hira tshuva. And the hero tshuva climbing into a chalayin that's shaykh to the machshava hakaduma that's before bria. So it's a big chesed that Rabbi Shalom created the world with dibur, with mamaris, and not with hero, because hero stays. Hero is a bechinah lifnei bria, and Hashem allows it through our hero tshuva to be able to connect to a koyach that was lifnei bria, and therefore what comes out is an adam chadash, a new person. And that says Be'emes, a new person, it's a new Bria. He's going back to the matzah of Lifnei Abriya, Lifnei Abriya Soida. That's the Yisoid, that's the holy Yisoid of Elof Atav, Elof Atashav. After Adam Rishon sinned, so Rabbi Shlomo told him, Elof Atav, Elof Atashav, what's the Pshat? Pshat is Adam Rishon, you have to become a new person. Echet. So the Echet. Echet is you have to do tshuva. What's doing tshuva? Tshuva is you have to become a Bria Chadosha. What's the Pshat? In other words, the Bria that you are has to be Chayz Elof. And Emet Hashem, when the Tikkun comes, when the Tikkun HaShalom comes, you'll be created again. The whole Tchias HaMeisim is a matzav of tshuva. When the Klal Yisrael is metukun, as the Yehuda Masecht, it's Moira people for tshuva and Ash, it's Masech Tanis, right? Because when there's a Tanis is Mesakin for the union of tshuva. And right at the beginning of Masech HaStanis, the Gemara talks about Gimel Mafteches, talks about the Mafteach Shet Chis HaMeisim. Chis HaMeisim is a vort in Tshuva. Tshuva means that you're going back to a Matzah Lifnei Abriya and you're coming back as a normal person. So the first Chet was Elof HaAtov, Elof HaTosh. In other words, you have to be Nelem. The old Adam is dead. The old Adam is dead. Tshuva means you have to come back as a Bria Chadosh. So every single Tshuva is Me'ein the original, Me'Elof HaAtov, Elof HaTosh. Every Tshuva. So we know of us. The Rebbein Shlomo says that a person doesn't let other Rishon Taka had to die. A person could do tshuva by making himself into a Bria Chadosha. In other words, after a person has done tshuva, so then that's a bechinat like a bechin of Tchis HaMeisim. That's like a darg of Tchis HaMeisim. So the old offer, the old person went back to the offer, and the new person that's a bechin of Tchis HaMeisim. It's all mushush in Elof HaAtav, Elof HaToshav of Adam Rishon. So it's a Moedik Koyach HaTshuva. And there's a Moedik, a Raya Nifla, Mamish a Raya Nifla to what the Hele Gemara Naim is saying over here. And that's the Kapitel Tehillim, Perek Tzadi, right, that we say in Shabbos, Tfilah L'moyshe Shavakim, Hashem Moin Ata Yislana Matoy Batoy. What's that Perek all about? Toshav Ena Shadaka, Matoyme, Shuvu B'nei Adam. It's the Perek of Tshuva. How does it begin? What is the pasuk before that? Aterem harim yiladu, atachel el eretz v'sevel, u'me'oyel nadeh l'matel. What's from aterem eretz yiladu? Kilo, you, the Rebbein Shlomo, that was there before Brias Ha'ilam. It's not going to do tshuva. It's a perik of Tasha ben Shadak, v'atem eshuva b'nei Yadam. So why does it begin? Mo'in yiyat yislan adam, aterem harim yiladu, atachel el eretz v'sevel, before Brias Ha'ilam. Ma'me'echet, what's the kesh? According to what he's saying, it's heinein advarim. If we talk about tshuva, we say Rebbein Shlomo, there's a matzav of lifnei abriya, v'terem harim yiladu, v'tachol l'eretz v'sevel. That there's a matzav. Now Tosha ben Shadaka, where are you going back to? You're going back to there. That's where you're going back to. The person does tshuva, he goes back to v'terem harim yiladu, v'terem harim yiladu. There he goes, but that's where he goes back to. Every tshuva is v'terem harim yiladu. So made there for the Tosha ben Shadaka. It's a Rabbanu Ma'ade Karaya to what he's saying over here. Every tshuva is v'terem harim yiladu. And that's the same thing Yisod explains, the Taka, that was the Olam created in Tishri, was the Olam created in Nisan. So we know the Olam was created b'machshava, Olam b'machshava t'chila, the world was created b'machshava in Tishri. That's so Olam b'machshava to create the world of Midas Adin, Tishri is Din, because Tishri is the Olam b'machshava, the Kabriya, and then Nisan is the Bepoil Bria. That's why Nisan, Pesach, the Nisan came down, Mamish down here. It wasn't a matzav of going up. Matzav was Rabban Shalom has married himself down here, because that's the oilam amma. That was the oilam of Asara Mamaris. But Tishri, the Rabban Shalom created the world b'machshava. What's Shach creating the world b'machshava? That's the machshava of Hakadosh Baruch. That's what we have to connect to when you do tshuva. Tishri is the chodesh of tshuva. Why? Because that's the chodesh of tshuva. Why? Because that's the b'machshava. The world's not here yet. There's machshava dibor ma'isa. The world started from dibor. Before Deborah, there's Machshava. Machshava, that's Tishri. So maybe Tishri is a Chodesh of Tshuva. Tishri is a Chodesh of Tshuva because the world's not here yet. That's why Tishri is a Chodesh of Tshuva. The world's not here yet. The world of Machshava is here. Oh, the world of Hero is here. So that's the chodesh of tshuva. That's the chodesh of machshava, of hiru tshuva, of hiruri tshuva. That's also the whole Indian of my Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh. Rabbanu Shlomo, which korban do you bring up on Rosh Chodesh? Seir l'chatos, right? Chatos atzibo. One of the chatos atzibo is the seir and the seir chatos of Rosh Chodesh. Why is it a chatos? Rabbanu Shlomo says, if you kapara alai and shimatati seir reach. In other words, ki'ilu, it's a kapara, kaviyachal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he made a miyat ha'yireach. It's a kapara, it's like a tshuva. The tshuva for the miyat ha'yireach. What's the oimik? The oimik is, that every Rosh Chodesh, what happens in Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is that the whole moon is misalim. Where do you have another musik, a dukma in the Bria, where the whole nivra completely disappears and then resurfaces? Where do you have that? By the Levana. Mamish completely disappears at the end of the month and then it resurfaces. It resurfaces as a Bria Chadosh. In other words, the old one is gone. The old one is gone. It's called a Chidesh, a new Yerech. A new Yerech. That's the son of Tshuva. That's the sod of tshuva. It's not the same yirech. In other words, it's a nivra that goes up. When it's misalim, it means it goes up to the matzav where before it was created. If it stays where it's created, it wouldn't disappear. Something disappears, it means it's going back to the matzav of before it was created. That's the chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh is a, as Chazal say, Rosh Chodesh is a zman of tshuva. Zman of tshuva. Why is it a zman of tshuva? Because that's a zman where the person ke'ilu can go up into the matzav of lifnei abriya. He can come back down, just like he can come back down as a new yireach. He can come back as a new person, which is what tshuva is. A person can go back to lifnei abriya. I can come back. That's and that's why Rosh Hashanah, which is the shchodesh tishri, which is olav machshava, the hero is lifnei abriya. So made, therefore that's why you go back lifnei abriya and you can do tshuva over there, and that's stuck at the yom of Rosh Hashanah. That's the koyach. That's the koyach of tshuva that takes us back to the bechina of lifnei abriya. And that's why b'tshuva beira misakin kalkula. V'ene ha'olam hu bezman. So the world is created bezman. Zman is an ivra. Aval koydim oyel lo yebechina zman. L'chein ein zman b'tikun ha'tshuva. There's no zman b'tikun ha'tshuva. Ela kerega. Kim Shabbat, the Ma'alam is money, as Zman is a Nivra. We're talking about that with Shubha, you're going up to Lifnei Abriya. Lifnei Abriya, there's no Musab of Zman. L'chein k'herifayim, Sakna Kol, v'ein tzarech shiyas Zman. Mishi yidme v'dayta, shatshubha t'lui b'zman. Somebody who's all of a dayta, shubha t'lui b'zman, ein zah shubha shleim, it's not shubha shleim, shatzarech shiyame, b'mun, shabli zman. Shabli zman, he's Sakna Kol. What else was created Lifnei Abriya? What else is created? Lifnei Torah, Gdusha, Tov, Kof, Ein Doiris, Lifnei Abriya. So the Malachim said, Chemda Genuza, Lifnei the Rabbanu Shel Olam has been there. So, according to what we're saying over here, Tanza Moridika Amkus, Taka in this week's parasha. This week's parasha is parasha of Kabbalah Satoyah. And Rashi brings down, Rashi brings down Ma this Pechuva after this Pechuva. You know what I mean? You know what Rashi is? Oh, this one should be here. Oh. Hakesh Nisyasan Rafidin Abiyasan Amid Basina. Ma Abiyasan Amid Basina Bichuva, Af Nisyasan Rafidin Bichuva. And Taka says, Ramses till Mid Basina, how long did it take them? 120 mil. They came there Kehera fine. Mm-hmm. And she brings down this week's Parashah and last, Ve'esa Esman Kamfin Nisharan, Ve'esa Eschan. They went out Kamfin Nisharan, they went Kehera fine, they arrived. Why? What's the Pshat? He's saying now, that's Darg of Tshuva. The whole Indian over here is, what's the Indian over here? The Indian over here is, there's a Tshuva. Tshuva goes clarifying. I mean, they traveled 120 mil or whatever in such a big amount, clarifying because of the Tshuva. What's Pashas Yisrael got to do with Tshuva? The Teretz is, because what's the answer to the Malach? Halachim Taina that the world, the Torah was created tuf kuf ein daladores to present. So Torah was tuf kuf ein daladores lifnei bria soilam. Ech teisi you give the Torah. But enosh kisif kerenu, enosh is tachad nivra. Or ben adam kisif kedenos, they taina that it doesn't belong to an adam. But what was the answer? The answer is, according to what we're saying here, the answer is a merdic answer. Klal Yisrael shaykh to tshuva. Where do you go with tshuva? You go to lifnei bria soilam. Tshuva is a hachana for Kabbalah Satayra. Taka, how do we get that? Where's our chaloin? Where's our window to climb into Lifnei Bria Sa'ilam? The answer is with tshuva. The answer is with tshuva. So Meila, Moy Meila, had to first be Nizbara that we do tshuva. Had to first be Nizbara that we do tshuva. When it's Nizbara that we do tshuva, then we went up there to the same makam of Lifnei Bria where the Torah comes from. So Meila, if it's the same makam where the Torah comes from, so Meila, we can recover the Torah. So it comes out that tshuva. Comes out that tshuva is a hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. So therefore, in Parshas Yisroi, ma biyosan amid vasinim b'tshuva, afnes yosan merfidim b'tshuva. And that's the vort. Since over here they had a hakdama with tshuva, and tshuva he's saying goes keherifayin, and hachana to Kabbalah Satorah is tshuva. So it made that they left Mitzrayim keherifayin. Keherifayin is the union of tshuva. So that explains Moshe Rabbeinu's vikuach the Malachim. Moshe Rabbeinu answers the Malachim, klum yesh yitzahara b'neichem. And the Gemara Shabbos, Klum Yesh Yitzahara B'neichem. What's up to the Shaka V'tari? Shaka V'tari is Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hechtesi, you have the Malach. You, Hechtesi, you have the Torah. A Malach doesn't do Averis. How's he? A Malach is also a Nivra. And Torah is Kof, 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 Ein Dala, Tof, Tof, Kof, Ein Dala, Doris, Lif, Nim, Bria, Soilo. Malach is also a Nivra. Malach is also created Yom Sheini, Chvais, and an Odom of Yom Shishib. He's also a Nivra. He's also a Shaykh to Bria, Soilo. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, what's your Shaykh is the Torah? What's our shachas to Torah? We have a Yitzhara. We have Yiridus. We have a Leisirtzach. We have a Leisinuf. We do Averis. If we do Averis, then we have a Koyach HaTshuva that Rebbein Shalom gave us. Koyach HaTshuva that Rebbein Shalom gave us. We can go Lifnei Bria Soilam. If we can go Lifnei Bria Soilam, so we're better than you. You haven't got Bechira. You don't have Yiridus. You don't do Tshuvas. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's Vikuach. I mean, Klum Yesh Yitzhara B'neichem. That's the vod. Klum Yesh Yitzhara B'neichem. Klum Yesh Yitzhara. Kukunum Yeshit Sahara Beneichem means that Mechatesa, where's your window? We have a window. And therefore we arrived B'tshuva, Ma B'yosan Amid Basina B'tshuva, Mela, we went into Lifnei Abriya, then we can be Mekabel the Torah already. And that's why he was Menatzeach, the Malachim. Comes out that tshuva gives us a koyach to go to a mokim where Torah originates from. And then we can be Mekabel the Torah. But if there's no tshuvas, then you can't have a kabbalah Torah, mechites. You don't climb through the chaloyin, so you can't get Torah. So why do you keep it? That explains the whole kehara fine of it. V'zeh she'om chazal, that's what chazal say, v'im lo yach she'v'im osay. Hakavonu, im ya'le b'datcha, sh'etucha l'sakin ashov mipnei she'hiru einu moil, if you're going to think im la yachshav, if you're going to think that you can't be masakin in a second, because you're going to think that neshehira in a moil kim tsar zerman rav lesakin mashe was in a lot of time im kein emas et sakin when we be masakin ki lo ilam lo yisakin af im yashav kachol ayom you never be masakin shein zu tshuva klal kim shein emam shat shuvi lemar leben azman shberag yituk an akol. If you make tshuva something that is shaykh to the gidre habriya, you're losing out on all tshuva. The tshuva is not a tshuva. The only tshuva is that you're going to become a new person. You can't become a new person within the Gidre Abriya. You can't become a new person. It's only if you go to Mala. If you go to Mala, then it works Karega. If it doesn't work Karega, you're staying Lamata. If you're staying Lamata, then you'll never get Tshuva. So why did Gazach? That was the whole Indian. That was the whole Indian of Shalul Chochm, Nefesh Achitas. Everyone says, Thomas, this one said, the other. Down here in the Gidre Abir, if you ask Chochm, because the world was created with Chochm, right? Voracious as a Targum, Yishalmi, Bechochm. So if you ask Chochm, in other words, if you're asking for Gidre Abir, then there's no tshuva. The way it is down here, there's no tshuva bechlal. The only tshuva is what? The only tshuva is go up there. If you go up there, then you're not bound by Zman. So what's taking so long? V'hinei leman la yoshiv ha'adam elimay lema. In order that a person shouldn't ויושב אליב אלימו, איך יסכן? איך אני יסוכן מה שקלקל? How can you be מסכן מה שקלקל? ונופל בפחיסס מדרגס, עדי הירו ואתי. How is that a hero? And how is that a shtickle hero? How is that supposed to take away all the damage a person did through his reader? Oma kosov da'as ala ki avicha vavdeyu. Ki ish lo adem likach raya meyaldosa mimoyach ha'av. Shanim shachazera v'nasa tipas rucha hoya kuloy hoyu. Says da'as ala ki avicha vavdeyu. Person has to take a raya from the tipas rucha from the moyach ha'av. V'akadosh baruch hu yotzrei v'godle v'asol yesh miayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person yesh miyayin. So v'im kein, ma da loy hava, ma da hava loy kolch again. In other words, the Bein Shalom created a person, Bein Shalom created a person mamish yesh miyayin. And therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take a person, and can make a person yesh miyayin mamish, in other words, ma da loy hava, what? He wasn't in existence yet. Now he is in existence. His ma'ad ahava is already in existence, like Kol Shekein. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu can do the can be mekabel his tshuva. Af shekil gal adam masav kshebol ha'shoyresh u'mezdabeg lemala me'azman nasa bria chadosha. L'chein ikol lashon charota. Charota is lashon charat enosh. She has a chakiko, an engraving. You make a new engraving, like a new pottery. You make like a new pottery job, a new clay job. Oh, yeah, that's pshat charota. Charota is to engrave in the pottery. Chayu bekoich becheret koydim shaasa oisius. From kilkel oisius, asarch l'sakin oisius. Alidei cheret alafara. Nimtzo oisius v'tikunam tuluyim becheret. Kein oilam shenivra basar mamaris. Hayu tchila behiru. Ki kol mashal demedaber tchila mehiru. So even though the Rebbein Shalom created the world b'mamaris, but there was hiru before. Kshatzarch l'sakin oisius. Shekilkel tzarch l'farim becheret. I have to make a new engraving. Razas Chakika, no mufar of a Yuvan Lamask. Same Nikud. Zesher will Yezer of Shimon Ra, Leo, Shinidmolo, and Oda Machua. He saw Leo, who's Nidmolo, and Oda Machua. He looked ugly. Oma, Kama Machua, Odom Ze, Oma Lei, Leichel, Lahuman, Shasani. So what's the word? Chasu Shalom, he was telling a person that he's very ugly. He was Mavazem, a Vaish, a person, Chasu Shalom. Vadai, Loyahoya. Reb Shimon Megana Adam Achna Sheina Yofa Al Chinam Stam to tell a person that he's not good looking. Kima Loi Liyofa. What's the Yofi Chitzoni? Hela Sheliyo Nidma Loi La Adam Achua Eliyo Novi. He was dressed Kilo into Adam Achua B'Maisa Mekakolim V'Averus Mechuarim. Mishul Sherosh Zocha Daitei Sheb Lazer Reb Yeshua Rotz Shara Roisai. He wants to show him she Yitzvus Pegavos. In other words, really Eliyo Novi was Nidma. Eliyo Novi was Nidma to this very ugly person because he wanted to chap Reb Lazer Reb Shimon. Teach Reb Lazar Reb Shimon a lesson. So Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, come on, who is Averis? In other words, there was a certain Madrigo and Madrigo Lazar Reb Shimon, there was a certain Zochadaita, a certain Gaiva. And Lazar Reb Shimon Kido looking down on a person. Looking down meaning not because he wasn't good looking down on his Averis. So Malay, Leich, so Leonovi answered back, Leich Ela Uman, Shosan Yerushalem, Kia Chubu, Wali De Hero. Shuwa Uman. Uman is Lashon Amira. Shema Moris Nilkachum Imenu. וגם העולם לא היה נברא לו להתשובה כמו שאומר מלאכי השורס מו אנש כיסס קראנו הישב הקדוש ברוך הוא ברוסי תשובה כנו ידע זה מה משמעו בסיין בפור מלאכי השורס הוא סד מאנש by the Torah אז הקדוש ברוך הוא says no ברוסי תשובה so give the Torah to them what they שייך to the Torah because I created תשובה through creating תשובה that's how they שייך to the Torah that's how they get up there ונאם זה היא האומנס של העולם זה בשל כל ושל כל האדם ואז יסוכן הכל ברגע בהירור In other words, even though I look bad with Averis, haba behira echad, b'shaita chada, b'riga chada, a person can one rega can do tshuva, can have a hero tshuva. So how can you even vazni? V'chakach b'gish menu sheim chaloy kamoy shemavor shalom. And some other kind of kudos. I eat all the time as the koyach zebria. I eat all the time as a koyach to go back to the to lifnei abria. Nasid lovoy is going to be nizgala that a person. To the person that how the Shir Hashem Shechodesh, as the Rabban Shalom is Boyerim Hava the Bria called Rega Vareka. So PM is the Bria only lasts for one Rega. So Meila, therefore, the Bria only lasts for one Rega. One Hero Tshuva is already, he went back to Lifnei Abria. Understand the vote? Because one Rega means the next Rega is already a new Bria. So therefore, if you do Tshuva with one Hero, you're set already for the new Bria that's going to be created now in the next second. So Meila, with one Hero, you're already a new person. I said, love had been Isgala all the time, had a bunch of line was Boyre and Mahava the Briya called Rega Verega. So Ramayda, therefore, Nasid Love Taka says that Rosh Chodesh is going to be in a high level, high Madrega in Shabbos. Like the Haftar, Oye Midday Chodesh Bechodesh, Midday Shabbos Beshabbat, it says, Rosh Chodesh is going to be a high level in Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a Gede Habriya. Rosh Chodesh is the Gede Shalifne Habriya. Rosh Chodesh is where the Briya stops, it goes back, it disappears. It goes back to the Madrega of Lifnei Abriya, and then it's Ma'ira, and it's Mahava, the whole thing again. So Bam is the whole Musuk. The Banshalam asked, should Nasa Adam Kilu is Miyah, it's Nasa Adam? So Lamai said the logical answer of Nasa Adam is no. Adam is a Baal Bechira, and Adam can be Choyte, who says that the Banshalam's Tochnit is going to be Matzliach with Adam. So the natural answer is no. Because there's tshuva, Barasi tshuva, says Rabbi Shlomo, Mele made it worth it. So Be'etzem tshuva is the Rishis Abriya. Tshuva is the Rishis Abriya. However, without tshuva, there's no Adam, there's no Briya, there's no nothing. And what's the vote of tshuva? Tshuva is the koyach to go back Shalifnei Abriya, which is Rosh Chodesh. So Rashi says, and Bereshis, Rashi says, and Rabbi Yitzchak, why didn't the Torah start with the Chodesh Zalachem? Chodesh Zalachem is not, it's the first mitzvah. It's more than the first mitzvah. It's the blueprint of the Briya. It's the Chelak HaTshuva licked in the Briya. It's the only Nivra that we attach ourselves to that disappears and becomes Ois Nivra, and then it's Nischadash and becomes a Nivra again. It's the only Musak that we have as a new Briya. Adam Rishon was created, so it says that Adam Rishon was created, so the Mamish, the whole Briya was still fresh. He was created with a Koyach HaTshuva. Koyach HaTshuva was a Kilu makes him like a Boyri Chadosha. That's what the Nochash told him to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And what does Rashi say there? He told him to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Shememenu, Kiveyisim Kelekim, Yoide Toivera. Kol umen soynes bnei amonos bino eitz achalu boras oilam v'yisum kelekim yotzer olamos. So what did he tell them? If you eat from the eitz hadas, you become a yotzer ha'olam, you become a boirei. And what's the vot? The vot was because the eitz hadas you weren't allowed to eat. So the eitz hadas is the eitz that you're going to have your yirida, and that's going to bring you to tshuva. What's tshuva? Tshuva is you become a new person. You're a bria chadosha with tshuva, the ending of tshuva. So Nochash was saying sheker, but he was saying sheker without emes is a narishkeit, not a sheker. In other words, there was a certain keila bechinas emes to that. Through, if you eat from the tzadas, then you've done an avera. Rabbi Shlom created tshuva for you to do, and when you do tshuva, you become a boire, because you go to the matzav of lifnei bria, and you become a completely new person. And that's how he was machti Adam. And that's the whole birur over there. Adam keilu had to have the yirida in order to introduce the inyan of tshuva. And the inyan of tshuva is the bechin of yetzrei olamos. The inyan of tshuva is yetzrei olamos. So mamash, the first birurim over there in Parshas Bereishis is the birurim of tshuva. Of the chodesh hazeh lachem, which is right at the beginning of the Torah. Chodesh hazeh lachem, Rosh Chodoshim. And the whole birur of the Eitz Hadas was taka. That an Eitz Hadas that would make you have a nefila in order to build you back. And when you build you back, is you become a Bechinas Boyer Yoyna. So,